expresses the jeopardy very much.
Got it. I saw that, and it's a big, facility here, so I'm sure we would have a chance. Fire around there. Oh, yeah. We're just trying to get possible to deliver, trying to keep it as cool as possible on that.
Right.
Yeah, come in. Don't fight it.
Yes, I understand, we're doing that.
And we'll give you a picture this afternoon, here in the Oval Office, just sign out of, I'm not gonna put a sign out of the agreements. That's all what I should do, create agreements that big, but I'll have a picture with them after they sign it here, and Rogers and Peterson will read out here in the press.
That's what you want to sign?
Yeah. Down, yeah. Okay. Turn.
Well, we've come today to thank you for a week.
You did do a turn today.
Yes, sir. We have a problem on the debt spending bill. As you know, the Senate rejected the spending limit features. The House, would kind of like to fight and try to keep the spending limit. Johnny Burns and Wilbur Mills, and that would probably, force a conference, a new conference, to break up in disagreement. It could either keep them here several days longer as they try to resolve it, or could defeat the whole debt limit.
Remember that.
You could call them back.
Before or after election?
The crunch comes about the first, second week in November, I'm told, over Treasury.
Yeah, George says they get right till the 14th. There's an
unmade hack press there.
Well, yeah, they would have to, but whether you could keep their attention is one of the problems. We will get a lot of political mileage out of just banging away with every veto message. Yeah. We'll send a message or issue a statement.
Let me tell you stuff that I wanted to tell you just so that here's another source. I didn't want to mention this before we joined the Carter bill, but so that you will know the politics of the thing. The only reason that I delayed until midnight, I don't know any reason, was purely for the good of the country. As far as veto and overriding, as old Joe Martin used to say, he said, the president never needs to worry about vetoing a popular bill that is overridden, because then removes the issue. They're going to get the goddamn thing on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got another scheme, Harvey, I want you to discuss my matter of highest confidence in George. It's not to be. Not to be thought of, not to be making for the election. This water bill, as passed under the veto, will require, of course, an increase in taxes. I think there's a way to make that very effective within Congress. I think we should ask the Congress, maybe we'll call it an ad valorem tax or something of that sort, call it the clean water tax. You get my point? Just to do for this one purpose. That's a way to stick the basket so that we'll stay to a clean water tax and let everybody. How's that sound?
I think that's admirable. We get a lot of mileage on that.
Yeah. I don't think it should be done before the election.
No.
Because I don't want any talk of tax increase now. I know when you do pass over to veto and say, well, the president's going to examine this and he's going to do everything he can to withhold funds.
Well, you know, we had briefing at midnight last night. And
I didn't know that yet. I just saw the news summary.
Well, it didn't get the news summary.
Go ahead.
And what we said there was, tonight the Senate killed the spending limit. Acting on the president's instructions, therefore, we delivered to the Senate the president's veto of the water bill. The issue here is not clean water versus dirty water. Issue here is higher taxes versus lower taxes.
That's right, great.
Now, that'll, I hope, begin to seep into the atmosphere here today as it's moving out of wires and there's some head counters.
The very most.
But Bill managed to maneuver things so that they got the spending ceiling out of the way in time.
That's great.
And we were able to get the detail in as what looked like a result.
Good.
several senators on the floor last night apologized for voting for that bill the first time. They said they didn't realize what was in it until they read your veto statement.
Well, I thought that was the proudest, perhaps, of all the disgraceful actions of the Senate, that only 12 senators voted to sustain. It shows that those assholes have no responsibility whatever. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well,
to Senator Scott's credit, he stood up for once and took on Muskie in a debate and said, who's going to pay for this? Your mortgage in the future?
Don, I appreciate that he was one of the few that had the guts. Sullivan has the guts. So we'll all right, let's come back to the other thing. What about your point? Let me put it this way. Is it to our interest to keep them in session or get them out?
Get them out.
All right, get them out. So, okay.
And use the 250 as an issue.
We got the issue. It's our as a matter of fact, we're going to cut anyway. You know that. We'll use it.
Well, now there's another maneuver that we'll come at you with after they go.
What the instructions I gave you about cut of personnel, I want issued anyway.
Yeah. Well,
we'll another thing on that is that we got the two.
Sure. Then, well, that's the point. Now we put together quite a brief that goes this way. Both houses have acknowledged affirmative votes the 250 as a proper level of expenditure. Both of them, in colloquy and in committee reports, have acknowledged the president's inherent power to cut.
Withhold.
Therefore, the president is going to now act. And between now and the new term, we're going to begin this way. Bing, bing, bing.
They got some things that people want you to withhold on for
right.
Right. Personnel cut, substantial cut.
Well, that's along the lines we talked the other day.
Good.
All right.
If you want them out, then that's fine. I understand. So they have a lot of time. And they only turn about time, you think?
I guess about four.
I just didn't know when I have to be here to get the silly telephone call. Have they found Boggs?
No, sir.
I heard it was, maybe that was a fake story that they had.
Well, I understand that they get those signals now and again up in that country.
All those airplanes have those things. And so they
might be doing it. There's no way.
Every hour that goes by, I think the chances diminish.
Yeah, freeze.
Well, either that or if he's in the water, you know.
Freeze in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right now,
they have 40-degree air temperatures there, which is bad for Alaska. But it usually pretty cruel on there this time of year. So it's theoretically at least possible they can survive. The bush pilot knows his business, why he'll know how to survive if they're down. But I think the chances diminish as time runs on, and the chances of finding him diminish, so there'd be a hiatus kind of a thing. Did you tell President Mrs. Smith would be making a phone call?
No, Scott's leaving at 1 o'clock. So he's asked Margaret Smith and Mike Mansfield to make a traditional call.
Well, okay. Margaret hasn't been anything lately. Where the hell has she been?
She
mad at us?
I think she doesn't like Colson, really, you know.
Oh.
Goes way back to New England politics.
Colson is a friend of the one who ran against her in the primary. That's it. They went to school together, gotcha.
And I think that's it. She always accepts, and then somebody calls and later regrets because of some legislative business.
Fine. Yeah, Mike is curious. So I couldn't care less. Boy, if we win the Senate, that will be a to have her as chairman of the Senate committee. Unbelievable.
Javits.
Labor. Labor is legislative. Defense is important.
There's an amendment on this debt ceiling that Magnuson hung on there on unemployment.
Well, knock that off.
Well, if it can be done without getting caught at it, I don't think it's anything we want to make a big public stand on right now. It's an extension of the unemployment benefits another 13 weeks or something.
In 8 states.
Yeah. To Washington and, all that.
It's ironic that they wouldn't put the ceiling on yet. They increased the federal expenditure in the same bill.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, senators would be terrified. If I were a senator, unless they have no conscience at all, they must be really, ashamed of themselves.
Your opponent showed up last night and voted.
My body voted.
Actually, he was there filming.
It was a coincidence. I had a little fun with the press on it, but they didn't
make us. I think we'll forget all the environmental let's not rumble and say we're not for the environment, so be it.
Well, we're going to bang this guy for coming all the way back here to cast one vote for the first time since Eagleton. And what is he casting for? Higher taxes.
A vote for higher taxes.
Yes. The one vote George McGovern's cast in the Senate the since the Democratic Convention.
Johnny Hoyt called the last night on the Senate floor with Muskie because he said, in effect, that it's not mandatory spending.
Good.
And that he expected the president to use discretion and so forth and so on, but you might file it away.
Yeah, we're losing that.
Yeah, well, let me say, let's use that as a purpose of acting.
Oh, sure.
Let's not use that as a purpose of letting them get off the hook of the tax increase. Right?
Yeah, the problem here is even though it is discretionary, it's contract authority. It's like giving a guy your checkbook.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, and the pressure, as John says, that will come in from the municipalities, from all the special interest murders are going to be murders. What else is slung up there? When do we have some more vetoes, I hope?
Well, any time you're ready.
Now that they're getting out.
Yeah, we haven't wanted to do it until we were gone, but starting tomorrow, we can
stand
our
two or
three of our days. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Well, we might bang on tomorrow. That makes us a good news story tomorrow. And then,
I told the press last night that you were going to veto Wilbur as your governor.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it tomorrow. Let's get that one out of the way. Yeah. Then I could do the other one. I'd save the other one and do it about Monday. I'll be in New York. Do it Tuesday. So that we've got another story. Fair enough. What's that other one?
Well, it's a Social Security.
Do that about Tuesday.
We may be able to do several if you want to mask it a little bit. We put out an honest statement about higher taxes.
Under the law.
Well, I'm not so sure. I would want to do labor ATW and Social Security on the same day.
All right. Do labor ATW tomorrow since you've already told us. So it's
all right. All right.
Okay. Good luck. Bill, can you make your calendar?
Very well.
Sam, I think.
Meeting is happening in the trade agreement, 2:30 to convene for you.